Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The greatest benefit of the miswak. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah writes that the miswak has 70 benefits. The least of them is that one would remember to recite the kalima at the time of one's demise. The author of An-Nahr Al-Fariq mentions that the greatest benefit of the miswak is that it will cause a person to remember the kalima in his final moments. Note that Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah has regarded this as one of the least benefits, which leads us to believe that there are other rewards of his usage as far that are far greater. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, staunch observance of the Sunnah. It is written about Sayyiduna Zayd ibn Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he would keep his miswak upon his ear, just as how scribes had the habit of placing their pens on their ears. Sayyidina Ubada ibn Thamit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to keep their miswaks upon their ears, using the miswak whilst fasting. Sayyidina Amir bin Rabiha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she cannot remember how many times she saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam using the miswak whilst he was fasting. Using the miswak horizontally, Sayyidina Baz ibn Hakim rahimahullah narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would use the miswak horizontally. Note, there is a difference of opinion amongst the learned ulama as to the sunnah method of using the miswak. Whilst the majority of the view that it should be done horizontally, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah feels that it should be done vertically and horizontally. Cleansing the tongue as well, jurists have recorded that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cleanse the tongue as well with the miswak. Allama Abdul Hayy rahimahullah has written that the miswak should be used vertically on the tongue. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.